Thanks for listening to the Campus Collective podcast. As always, we pray that this resource is a helpful supplement for you as a follower of Jesus and as an active member in your local church. We love God's design for His church, and we believe that this resource could never substitute the incredible things that come from active involvement with a community of believers. Campus Collective is a ministry of Huntington Community Church. To learn more, visit our website at huntingtoncommunitychurch.com.
Hello and happy Wednesday. Welcome back to the podcast series, 95 Meditations Through Colossians with Campus Collective. I'm Kristen Loveday, and I'm here with Michael. What do you have for us this week?
First off, happy hump day. We will be in Meditation Truth 73, focusing on Colossians 3, verse 19, which says, "Husbands, love your wives, and do not be harsh with them." So with this title, I think it's really clear what the author is trying to say, and it's basically getting us to see the role as a husband. But I would love to read Ephesians 5, 25 through 29, just to give a little bit more context into it, to give a bigger picture of this. And it says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church, and he gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own body. He who loves his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church." And we've kind of talked about this throughout, but husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. I think this is a perfect example of how Christ loves us and loves the church. He is a husband to the bride, and to not be harsh with them. Like, we cannot do what society, I guess, shows, like a man being the strong, powerful person and constantly in control. As a husband and wife duo, as a team, that's what it is. It's a team. You're working together as a unified body to be able to glorify God and spread the gospel. So do I, as a husband, as Kristen, with Kristen, lead and try to direct us to what I think is best for the glory of God? Absolutely. But we are a team. Like, I ask for her advice and everything. I'm not speaking harshly to her saying like, "Hey, you're going to do this and that's the bottom line." That's not the case, because that's not loving. I'm not loving her. But also, I think, like, the perfect example of what loving someone is like is like the example of Christ. He loved us so much that he put his life on the line so we would not have to be trampled by God. So, like, as a husband, you have to be willing and able to lay your life on the line for your wife, to put her needs, her desires, her passions way above your own, and make sure you encourage her in doing that. Like, if you're going to speak harshly, you're not going to love your wife, then you do not deserve to be a husband. Like, you have to encourage, you have to love them. And that's what I try to do every day, and I fail and I fail and I fail. But like, by the grace of God and his mercy that he shows me, like, I'm just constantly learning every single day by his word of like how I can better love Kristen, how I can better be a follower of Jesus even better. Yeah.
Yeah, I just really love the meekness that you bring when it comes to conversations about this too. That one of the things I'm so thankful for is when we entered into marriage, there was definitely this love that you brought to this idea of like us being a team, and that us being equal image bearers to Christ and co-heirs. And you never in our marriage made me feel lesser than that, even though I was making myself feel bigger because I felt the need to defy probably what submission and the role of a wife was supposed to look like. And you extended so much grace, and you never had harshness with me when it came to those things. There was so much grace in me. Like, I think you're pushing back on this maybe too much. And so I just resonate so much with this section that is so much about what a family looks like and modeling who Christ is and what we're each called to. And each of those are elements of who Christ is and his character and what he did, and who he was when he interacted with people, and what he does with the church, obviously, and that model that we're supposed to follow. And I'm just thankful for that and thankful for like this progression of like what each of us are called to and how there's this overflow of those things kind of just working together. And how beautiful that is, that the Lord was intentional with being like, this is what you're called to, but that doesn't mean you're lesser. Mm-hmm. You do this because this helps you look like the gospel. This helps your marriage look more like who Christ is, mm-hmm. and just embody that to other people who encounter you. So I think there's just a lot to be encouraged
by that. We also got to see the incredible blessing that we get to have as a husband. Like, the Lord entrusted Kristen to me. Like, he did not have to give me a spouse. He did not have to give me anyone to spend the rest of my life with. But he trusted me enough to give me Kristen and for me to love her and entrusted me to guide and direct her spiritually. And so, like, do not take that lightly. Like, we as husbands or we as men, not just husbands, like, God has gave us this and directed us and trusted us with this. We can't blow it. Like, we as men, that does not give us any right to put power over somebody else.
Right.
And
I think that's like the default when a man feels a little respect or like he's out of control, then harshness kind of like overflows from that. And so I think as men, you have an obligation to be so much in scripture and studying, like we were talking about earlier in your first meditation, just like the power of how much of that overflows. And if you're not doing those and things intentionally, then that's when husbands can feel out of control. And that's when suppression and harshness can just kind of overflow into their lives and their families. And so I think there's just a message of being on guard in that capacity too.
Yeah.
That like as believers, we have that obligation. As husbands, you have the obligation to be taking care of yourself and modeling that for your wives and even your children, what we see in the next proportion. Thanks, Michael, for sharing. We hope this meditation resonates with you all today. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful hump day. We hope you join us again tomorrow and continue our time in 95 Meditations through Colossians.